Cyber Hunt Bullying. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. I was talking with Field & Stream magazine's editor-in-chief, Colin Kearns, about hunting whitetail, and he had a disaster story about some guy who got raked over the coals on social media.
It's a true story. It's a this happened to me, and this hunter from Tennessee is named Stephen Tucker. Last year, he shot the new world record non-typical whitetail deer. And, I mean, this thing is an absolute colossus. It measured 312 inches. And, you know, it couldn't have happened to a nicer young man because he went through a lot with this deer because all of a sudden, you know, you're in the spotlight in terms of the whitetail hunting spotlight. And with, you know, social media, people get jealous. It kind of, unfortunately, when you shoot a deer, it should just be a big celebration. But the people get jealous on social media and they start to make up lies, whether, you know, you shot it on private land or it was a high fenced hunt or you poached it or all sorts of just dirty lies that aren't true, or animal rights activists threatened him with death threats. But this kid just had his head on his shoulders and right best way and had a good attitude about it. And he just kind of ignored all that stuff. So we got the exclusive story on what it's like to shoot a world record deer. It's a good one. It's a really neat story.
Being bullied on social media. Imagine that. This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.